The U.S. and Canadian border should be easier to cross for Canadian travelers this week, as the COVID-19 testing requirement for Canadians returning home has been lifted for short trips. Canadians traveling to the U.S. for trips of 3 days or less will no longer need to show proof of a negative COVID test to cross back into their home country as of midnight Eastern Time on Tuesday morning, November 30th. Whitehorse resident Amy O'Connor says she's long overdue for a visit to the Upper Lynn Canal.
My partner and I are super excited to be able to go to either Skagway or Haines simply to just be by the water, soak up a little bit of ocean time, specifically in Skagway. Pretty excited to hit up the brew pub. It's definitely been a while.
The U.S. border was open to all vaccinated Canadian travelers in early November. But the Canadian government still required a negative test result for land travel between the two countries, even though the U.S. border doesn't require one. That made the trip costly for Canadian residents. Each test performed for recreational travel purposes in the Yukon Territory's capital city of Whitehorse costs over $200 Canadian, and for families that can add up quickly. Now that the Canadian government has eased the testing requirement for Canadian residents, O'Connor says that if road conditions permit, she is planning to visit.
We've been waiting mostly just for the testing requirement to lift for a quick day trip. I would justify it if I wanted to, you know, go to Alaska for more than a few days, but if we just want to go for a quick day trip, it just wasn't really cost-effective, and it's a couple more hoops to jump through, right? So that's mostly what I've been waiting for.
The Klondike Highway, however, has seen multiple avalanches in the past couple of weeks, causing road closures and hazardous driving conditions. The latest avalanche on the British Columbia side of the border was cleared on Monday morning. The road from Whitehorse to Haines has several travel advisories as of Monday afternoon, meaning driving conditions aren't ideal. Two local lodges reported an uptick of bookings for this coming weekend, including the White House Inn in Skagway. Owner Chelsea Stone says her guests are excited to come to town to check their boats and hit up Skagway's restaurants.
In the wintertime, we go down from 9 rooms to 5 rooms, and 4 of those 5 rooms are booked with Canadians for the weekend.
The relaxed requirements do not apply to U.S. citizens, so any fully vaccinated Alaskans looking to head to Canada will still need to present a negative molecular COVID-19 test and a completed ArriveCan app to cross the border. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.